Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, a man and wife are getting a divorce in California. Nothing outstanding about that. But in family law, there's nearly always issues that involve money. In this case, the woman won $20 million in a lottery, but hid it from her husband. And the judge ordered in the court that the ex-wife to pay the husband the full $20 million. And we're going to give details on this. Yeah, I'm telling you. He felt that he's entitled to the lottery because she did not disclose it. And we're talking $20 million.
We're also talking fraud.
Absolutely.
Sanctions.
But today we're very pleased to have on Legal News and Review award-winning Illinois attorney Ronald Lee Bell, who is listed in the top 1% of attorneys in the USA by the National Association of Distinguished Counsel, along with Louis Epstein, who's going to be here to talk about accounting issues or issues regarding forensic, but he is a certified valuation analyst. He's from the firm of Louis Epstein CPA and Associates. But first, let me welcome our legal panel host. Good afternoon, Gary Singer.
How you doing today, Phil?
It's a great day today. And good afternoon, Michael Santucci.
How are you, Phil? The only thing I'm going to say on the show today is I'm never leaving my wife. And, and she's on her way to the office right now.
Smart guy.
She's not listening because we're not live. But
that's
she'll
right.
Be hearing it.
But she'll hear it next week. And, of course, Gary Astro.
Last but not least. One day I'll get top billing.
That's right.
You never know.
Well, you know, one day Gary Singer may not show up, and we'll just announce you before.
That's habitual. So that will happen anytime.
I'm late, not
you
absent.
Know, in Florida, there's no formula to calculate alimony. And even pets are still considered property. And today, I'm very pleased to welcome Illinois attorney and also author of Dealing with Divorce in Illinois, Ronald L. Bell from Ronald L. Bell and Associates. Welcome, Ron, and good afternoon.
Well, thank you, Phil.
And also welcome Lou Epstein.
Thank you. It was nice to be here.
Appreciate you coming in. We know that you've been very busy, both yourself and Ronald was at a conference today, and I'm very pleased he was able to take the time. And for those of the people that are listening to Ron and recognize his voice, it's not me. I'm not doing it. He is my brother. I'm very proud of him. In family law matters, it nearly always involves money. If a couple divorces, they must split their assets, but also their debts, which can be very complex. And listen, if there's children that are involved in the marriage, it takes money to support them. First, explain to the audience, Ron, this case regarding $20 million. Wow.
Well, the issue was the $20 million was discovered after the divorce, that she was a lottery winner. But
you mean she lied in discovery?
Yeah, she won it in while the divorce was pending, didn't disclose it, and then the husband's driving around and finds out she has a very expensive sports car and is living in a mansion. And how did that happen? In a short period of time. So they investigated. They found out she won the lottery. She didn't disclose it. And the judge, in his wisdom, awarded it all to the man because of a sanction. In discovery, you must disclose all your assets. If you don't, this is a warning to you.
Well, she must have spent some of it.
Yes. And he got a judgment for the $700,000 she spent.
Wow.
Well, Ron, now that you put it that way, I misunderstood it, but you're putting it where she's hiding assets deliberately hiding assets, whether it's lottery winnings or other income, it's irrelevant that she won the lottery.
Right.
It could be any windfall. So if you look at it that way, the fact that she's hiding premeditated design to hide assets deliberately and committing fraud and perjury, I can see how she would be penalized to that extent. The lottery aspect to me is illegal, is irrelevant as far as the legalities.
Absolutely. And it makes sense. When you tell somebody on the street, hey, this person hid $20,000 of lottery winner, what do you think the judge did? They all say, well, he split it. Well, that's the wrong answer because it was a sanction. You don't hide things in a divorce.
But the way you pose the scenario, I visualize the woman, the wife winning the lottery, being married to her husband, not disclosing it. The husband brings a lawsuit against her for that. Then in that scenario, which is what I visualize when you pose the scenario, I view it that way as opposed to her hiding it in a dissolution proceeding where it could be any asset.
Right.
In that case, the lottery part of it, as I suggested, is irrelevant. It's any windfall. The husband should get the award.
Okay, Gary, next time just visualize it better, okay?
I will try. I'll do my best. I can't guarantee.
But in the state of Florida, and Ron is aware of this, we were speaking about how alimony is actually calculated. In Florida, it's up to the judge. He decides, you know, depends how he feels, I guess, when he gets up in the morning.
In Illinois, we changed the law a year ago, and we made it 30% of the husband's gross minus 20% of the wife's gross. And not to exceed 40% all over the place. So what happens is 30 minus 20 is basically the calculation. It's on gross because maintenance, we call it maintenance, not alimony. Maintenance is deductible and taxable to the wife. Now, this has allowed me to develop a theory that a lot of times with a wife situation, we should be able to impute income. She's a housewife. She's not making any money. But can't she make minimum wage? Does she have the ability to go out there and spend the time, maybe
right.
earn $16,000? Then it takes money off of what the husband has to give. And I have a defense for that, too. But we come up with different scenarios. But as far as needing complicated software, all you need is a calculator, 30 minus 20, of the gross.
Wow.
So if a man says, hey, I make $100,000 a year, it's 30% of the $100,000. It's $30,000. Less 20% of whatever the wife is making. So for every $10 the wife makes, the husband saves $2 on maintenance. It has worked. It has stopped litigation. It has made these issues being non-contested in our jurisdiction for the most part. The judge can summarily decide these things. The first question they have to determine is she eligible for maintenance? And once the judge determines that, then she takes out her calculator, 30 minus 20. It has really streamlined it. And Illinois is usually the leader of most states when we create the uniform commercial code. I mean, so most states adopt what Illinois has done. We're the land of Lincoln, land of laws.
Al Capone. The Bears.
Yeah. And the Bears.
The Bears.
The
Bears.
Right. So it's a trend in the law. But what's new now, and why I'm here in Florida now, is we created
a
new...
Because the weather sucks in Illinois?
Yeah. but we create a new law.
That's why I'm here.
We create a new law regarding child support.
Right.
And nobody really knows about this law, and we're all being educated. I've read the law. And it's an interesting pro rata sharing of child support.
Pro rata? What does that mean?
What it means is that we presume that a husband,
right.
father, is spending time with the children. And when he's spending time with the children, he's spending money, buying pizzas, buying clothes, buying entertainment,
right.
buying food and everything else. And he has to also keep a room for them and have some furniture for them. So he's spending money. And we know the mother who has the possession of the children, if that's a scenario,
mm-hmm.
she's doing the same. But the father's giving 100% of the child support calculation to the wife without the wife's income being calculated. No more as of January 1st in Illinois. In January 1st of Illinois, we'll add up how many days the father sees the kids, how many days the mother sees the kids, add the father's income with the wife's income, and take a percentage of how much time. So if it's 60-40 split, the husband, the father is going to get a break on child support.
Ron, doesn't that seem to be the common sense fairly equitable or more than equitable way to divide and equate those numbers?
Yeah, it took us 30 years to get there because they came out with percentages. And you know, before it was a percentage, and you had to pay 20% for one child, 28% for two children, 32% for three children.
Why does it all start in Illinois is what I want to know.
Well, I don't,
the confusion?
You know, yeah, that too.
You know, in Illinois, we have good lawyers and good judges, but I'll tell you what we don't have. We don't have a good legislature. We haven't passed a budget in 3 or 4 years now. And the state is basically broke, and they owe like billions of dollars of pension. But they seemed somehow to get out some decent law with regards to being leaders in the area of different dealings with jurisprudence.
One quick question that I need to ask. I spoke to Mark Greenberg, who not only practices law here, but also practices law in Illinois, particularly in Chicago. And he's heard of you. He said, ask your brother, is he the attorney that represents other attorneys and judges within your practice?
Yes.
I'm asking you that.
Yeah, I have.
So you're the guy. So if you're listening, he is the guy. But, you know, money.
And my phone number is 847-495-6000.
That's at the end, Ron.
Okay.
Wait, that's close to my number. Wait a minute.
Isn't it? That is. It's just added 9-5.
Well, my number is 847-495-6000. What's your number?
683-6000-954.
Yep.
Anybody needs a criminal lawyer.
Yep.
You know,
he's a good criminal lawyer, too.
You asked me regarding if Lou Epstein, because, you know, Lou Epstein is a CVA. That's the designation awarded by the National Association of Certified Valuation Analysis. And he's also one of the premier valuators in Chicago.
That's correct. I've had cases where Lou has been my expert. I have cases when Lou has not been my expert and against me. Lou will find the money under the guy's bed. Okay? He evaluates and appraises, and he comes up with a really, you see, one thing you have to understand, an opinion is an opinion, and who cares? Everybody has one. But when an expert comes in and has an expertise and gives an opinion, then it's an expert opinion and it carries weight. Lou is an expert. He has the expertise, and judges appoint him and judges listen to him in Illinois. He's very influential.
Well, let me ask you this, Lou. When you get a case.
I have a hard time. My head is getting very wide.
We've got to get a bigger set of headphones.
Right. But when you get a case, let's say my brother gives you a case that you're looking at in terms of valuation, maybe business and other things. What is the process? What do you actually have to do?
Well, we have to determine. It depends on what the case is.
Right.
If we're valuing a business, for example, we have to determine what the value of that business is by reviewing the books and records over a certain period of time.
Right.
Probably over 5 years. If the business has been around that long, determining, and this is where the forensics come in,
right.
Determining whether all the expenses are legitimate, necessary, and legal, and adding those back, and determining what the true amount of money that the owner draws out of the or can draw out of the business. In Illinois, the standard of valuation is the fair market value standard. And the fair market value standard assumes a hypothetical third-party buyer. So our work is to determine if a hypothetical third-party buyer was to own this business,
right.
What could he make out of the business, not what the present owner is making.
What about things along the lines of pensions, which I understand has to be split? If somebody puts money in there and says, well, listen, I put majority of it before I got married. And is that something that you would find and you would find quite easily?
Well, it's not hard to find.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of methods of valuing pensions also, valuing a deferred income, if you will. And Illinois, up until about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
used only one method. It was called the coverture method. And under the coverture method, money is deemed to be earned over the period of time that the pension plan has been in existence. But I was involved in a case where that would have been a very unfair conclusion
right.
because the couple was married a short period of time, But within that short period of time, the man's income tripled, and therefore more money was put into the pension plan. My theory was that if that were immediate income,
right,
there'd be no question but that that would be marital property. The fact that it was put into a pension, in my mind, didn't change that. So I used what's known as the terminal method. We ended the value of the pension plan at the date of the divorce,
mm-hmm.
and we started, at the date of the marriage. And then from the date of the marriage to the date of the divorce, we determined how much had been put away, what the income would have been on the amount that had been terminated at the date of the marriage, and then came up with our
interesting.
And that is now, although that wasn't the rule of law at the time, it is now accepted in Illinois.
Yeah. Lou, I had a case where they tried to go to mediation. Everybody wants to save costs and fees and expert fees. So they go to mediation. The husband pulls out a slip, shows $125,000 value for his pension. Well, I said, don't do that. Let's go have the pension evaluated. We had the pension evaluated. $125,000 is what the husband put in. The school district put in $1.2 million.
Wow.
So that's a $1.4 million pension. Now, you know, the wife ended up with everything because he was trying to pull the wool over her eyes.
Did the disclosure require?
To follow your lead, Ron, my phone number is.
No, we give that out.
We'll
get to that. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break. Station identification. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and we're talking about divorce. We're speaking with Ronald L. Bell, attorney who's out of the state of Illinois, who's also an author, wrote a book dealing with divorce in Illinois. And there's some interesting lessons I hope that the legislature will take up here in the state of Florida. And coming back, we're going to talk about, you know, issues regarding pets and the definitions of what custody is and things along those lines. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and we're going to be back with Lou Epstein and Ronald Bell. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. I'm Philip Bell, the moderator, along with Gary Ostro, legal panel host, and Gary Singer. And today we're speaking to Ronald L. Bell, who's an attorney out of Illinois, and interesting aspects regarding divorce that should be a working model here. They have a working process now for determining alimony that we just reported on. And also, we're here regarding, CVA aspect, certified evaluation, with Lou Epstein, which is a very important part. I do want to share a quick story real quickly. And this was written by a woman whose mother went through a divorce. The husband was a doctor, very well-to-do. And the woman had an attorney who was not as experienced. And the problem is that the husband had an attorney that was experienced, practicing over 30 years, who had a forensic accounting done and, you know, to his favor. And the story is that the woman's mother was kicked out of her house, went to a very small apartment, got what work she could get, and unfortunately she died destitute years later, where her husband was remarried and still living the lifestyle that she should have been. But the bottom line was that she wanted to warn people not to use attorneys that are not experienced, that have support staff like Lou Epstein. That makes a big difference. And Ronald Bell has been, I guess, practicing now for about 33 years.
38 years.
Well, I was trying to make you a little younger.
Well, Lou, Ronald was talking about your expertise and how often you're used as an expert, I guess, in court and litigation. I would imagine there's experts that are hired by the adverse parties that are maybe almost as qualified as you. Is that even possible?
Not almost as qualified, equally qualified.
Really?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of them are my students. I taught them.
Then they're less qualified, I would have to say, by virtue of that alone. But you teach also.
Not anymore. I did it one time. I was on the faculty at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
Go Badgers.
And what did you teach there?
Business valuation. I wasn't on the I didn't have a classroom.
You were an adjunct professor?
Adjunct, and we gave lectures to accountants and lawyers all over the Midwest.
Wow, so you're underplaying all your accomplishments and achievements, unlike Gary Singer, who overplayed.
Well, I have to have a few first.
I don't know Mr. Singer, but I'm learning.
I understand that you also are down here as well. You're not just in Illinois.
I live down here 5 months a year now, yes.
Correct. Do you also practice down here?
On occasion. On occasion. Most of my work comes out of Illinois.
Gotcha.
Or the Midwest.
But as a certified valuation analyst, you could work anywhere in the United States, correct?
I think I've done cases in 37 different states.
Wow. You know, here in Florida, they made some changes in terms of definitions. They call it time sharing now. Time sharing. What's it called in Illinois?
Allocation of parental rights.
Ah.
We got rid of the concept of custody a year ago. Custody was a term of art that caused litigation for litigation's sake often, because if you have custody and I don't, I find that offensive. So why do you have custody and I don't? And then you ask the person, what is custody? And they don't know what custody means, and they're fighting over a term. So they decided to get rid of that badge of dishonor and say, you know something? The father will see the kid. We know this.
Right.
The mother will see the kid. We know this. When the father and mother can both see the kids, then we're going to have to alternate and give every other weekend because they can both see them on the weekend. But if the father can't see them on the weekend, then he should get during the week time.
What about?
So the problem there is they got rid of a lot of stigma and a lot of litigation, and they basically said, you know what, you're both parents. Now, one may be more involved in raising the child. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have a term called visitation. And the second term we have is placement. And placement is designated for purposes of where the child's going to live, not decision-making.
Well, you see people, unfortunately, at their worst. And you tell me if they have kids, it's always about the kids. You get them focused on that and talking again. And you know, you have a lot of compassion for your clients. You understand what they're going through.
The kids are the most important thing in a divorce because they didn't sign up for it. They don't want to be involved in it.
Right.
And you can't ask a kid where he wants to live or anything like that because they'll always side with one parent who's asking them it. And they'll go to the other parent and they'll say, yeah, I want to live with you too, Dad. And they'll play the game. So basically, as a professional, lawyers are sort of trained to keep, and judges are too, to keep the children out of the fray if possible. You understand?
Right.
I have found many cases where there's millions of dollars involved, and they fight over the millions of dollars. When there's not millions of dollars involved, they fight over the children.
How do you know when to hire somebody, or you hire Lou? Because Lou's your go-to guy, I guess, for when it comes to
I have hired Lou. I would hire Lou in a situation where I believe the husband is hiding money, where the husband has a family business and they're deciding how they're going to dish out the money because they know a divorce is coming, so they don't give out the bonuses, they don't give out the money. I hire Lou when I have any suspect that somebody has maybe dissipated assets or has taken money that they shouldn't have.
You know, around it always goes by so fast. You made some interesting points. And Lou Epstein, and that's Louis A. Epstein, CPA and Associates. What is the best way for someone to contact you if they need a business evaluation?
My website is laecpa.com. Mm-hmm. and I can be reached at my office at 847-583-0005.
And Ron?
Well, my website's bestlakecountylawyer.com, and my phone number is 847-495-6000.
Our mother did raise me right, but I got to interrupt. And again, I wish we have had more time, Ron. I appreciate you taking the time to come in. And again, that's the website is the best.
BestLakeCountyLawyer.com.
That's easy to go to. Gary?
Da Bears. And on that note, folks, have a great day and
be legal!
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448. For Legal News and Review, remember, be legal.